if you were a black person in Virginia and you got your freedom, you had to leave the state within a year by law, or you could be sold back into slavery. And so those people, once they got their, they weren't going to go to Boston or New York, even though there was no slavery in those places. But, I mean, first of all, you know, Philadelphia was a 4 or 5 day ride at best. And then it's an alien culture. It's not a Southern culture. So the blacks, once they got their freedom, they went to the district and they flocked to the district. And there were jobs there. There was opportunity there. Slavery was legal there. But, you know, the system of slavery in Washington, again, this was a big surprise to me. You know, this was not plantation slavery. Mrs. Thornton had a guy who, a servant who she owned, a man named George Plant, and he was her driver, and he was kind of the jack of all trades who kept the house up and fixed the wagons and did all of that. Well, George Plant had a wife who was free, and she lived in Georgetown, and he had 4 kids, and they were free. And he would go home at night. And so, and then in the morning, he'd go, so he was a slave who commuted.